Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome aboard. Thank you for having us in your home today, or if you're in the car driving around, thank you for listening. We welcome everyone to our show. The sighted folks, the blind folks, we say we're the bridge, that's what you're listening to, the bridge between the blind folks and the sighted folks. Hope you call in. The phone number to call in is 407 894 1680. That's 407-894-1680. And we are live from Orlando, Florida. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. We have sitting next to me in our home in Florida, my beautiful, and she's the boss with the hot sauce, my lovely co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there?
I'm here, everybody. Welcome, welcome to the September 6th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And if you hear a funny sound, I'm trying to figure out what it is from our speakers. I apologize. Welcome to
And in his home, my buddy who's also co-host tonight, my buddy Gary Sinclair. Are you there? Are you in your home?
I am. And boy, am I glad to be back. It's been a long time. The hurricane was going to knock me out that Sunday. It didn't. But then you jacked me up when you got sick, Michael. So I'm glad you're getting better. But, boy, it's sure been a long time since I've been on the show. So I'm glad to be back.
Glad to have you back. And in the studios, in our radio studios, which is, of course, part of Spectrum Powers, our Spectrum Studios. That's right. The power down. And Chris Shaw, are you there? Chris Shaw.
Out of the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the Spectrum Studio, it's the one and only brother Chris Shaw right here for you on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Let's do it one good time for you.
Okay, now listen up, folks. Going to do something different tonight. Here's, during the first hour, we're going to do a trivia. It's only for the first hour. The second hour, we'll play some music. Listen up. You can call in, and here's the question of the day, the trivia question. I want you to name two songs. You name any two songs, but they have to have the word in the title of the song, has to have the word love, L-O-V-E, love. It's got to be in the title of the song. There's many, many songs out there. Okay? So we're opening up to anyone and everyone. Can you name two songs with the word love in it? And besides that, there's two songs that I put aside that Chris Shaw knows that we picked out already. Two songs that if you guess any one of those two songs, you get a special prize. I mean a special prize. There's two songs that have the word love in it. So if you think you know a song that has the word love in the title, you can call in the first hour, anytime during the first hour, except that not when our guest is on. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Do you know any songs that have the word love in the title?
And, Michael, I have a couple of shout-outs, and Gary, you might, and Chris, you might. So I have two shout-outs. One is a belated happy birthday to Greg Lindbergh, one of our loyal listeners, and also congratulations to our co-host Sheila Young on the birth of her new baby granddaughter, Allison Marie. So
that's a nice name, Allison.
Beautiful
Marie.
Name.
Oh, I like that name. Allison
she got
Marie.
To hold her the other day. So those are my two shout outs. Gary, how about you?
I'll give a shout out to my son Wayne and my grandson Braden and my buddy, Little Doc.
Your buddy, the little guy?
Little Duck.
Yeah, Little Duck. He was actually a corpsman in the Marine Corps. That's what they called him. That's why you always call him. The corpsmen in the Marine Corps would be called Duck.
Oh, okay.
The show tonight is all about the word love. Love, L-O-V-E, love. So if you can name two songs that have the title, has to be in the title of the song, love, L-O-V-E. It's got to be part of the words of the title.
I got a question for you, Michael.
Yes.
Now, if you got those two songs there, any songs out there would love in the title, and then you got two special songs in the background that we've already picked out, and they get a special bonus for that. Now, if somebody comes up, and then two people come out and name, and both, you know, they came up with two songs named by, but now if somebody comes out later and says, I got a bonus one, can I get something with the ding ding because they got one of our songs picked out?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's only in the first hour. We're doing the first hour only, but I'm saying is absolutely. But the two songs that we picked out, I don't think anybody's going to get. These are old songs that will have the word love in it. If they do, they get a special prize. But there's a lot of songs out there, a lot of songs that have the word love in it.
I know one singer puts out a lot of songs about love, and I bet he's in there, but I can't say his
name. Not in the song. We're not saying in the song. It's got to be the title of the song.
Right.
One of the words,
and I'm just saying,
one of the words has to have the word love in the title.
So Gary, Gary, you haven't been on the air in quite some time, and you and I were talking about that we would bring up about hurricane emergency preparedness, not hurricane, any emergency preparedness.
Any emergency.
As a blind person and as a sight person, and what have you been up to? Have you made plans for any emergencies? I know you get nervous during the hurricane season. Have you done your preparations for the what if?
Yeah, and we got to make sure you got plenty of food on hand, especially if you can boil water or something like that. Or anything that's canned goods that you can make soup out of, or make sure you got peanut butter and jelly around, bread, plenty of bread, things to snack on, water.
Hey, Gary,
especially water.
Gary, yep. You know, Lynn got me something that she won't let me eat until there's a hurricane. Because it's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, he wants to eat all the.
Oh, what would that be, Michael?
Slim Jim.
Slim Jim.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, I love those Slim Jims. Yes, they're good.
Gary.
Listen.
You started mentioning all those canned things, Gary. You forgot to say something very important. You should always have in the house an old-fashioned what?
Drink?
Can opener.
Can opener.
Can opener. Without that.
Oh, a hand. Yep. Yeah, can opener.
And nowhere
and,
it is.
Yeah, know where it is.
Know where you put it.
And know where it is.
Being prepared is knowing where things are. And by the way,
it's not for the blind people, but if you know what I'm saying. But if you are sighted, you should have a flashlight. We at the blind don't need a flashlight.
We don't need flashlights.
No, we don't need
flashlights. But I tell you what, when you talk about can openers, I'll tell you one that's really special. And the military would know more so, Marines, Seabees, things like that. And that was a P-38.
What?
And a P-38 was in your sea rations to open your little cans and it's canned. And what it meant is puncture, and then you push it 38 times, go around, the can would open.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was called a P-38, and you just kept it on your dog tags, so you never lost your P-38.
Well, all joking aside, it's the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. And we're going to be talking more about this during the show. I have some very interesting articles from the Chicago Lighthouse.
The hurricanes we're talking about are not just in Florida.
There
was a hurricane in Philadelphia. A lot of people lost power in Philadelphia.
They did. We didn't. They did.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's one other very important thing that not many people remember and think of. Let's have cash on hand.
Oh, right.
Keep cash in your house, because when the banks don't work and nothing's out there and you can get to a store for something, you have cash, because their registers might not work or this and that. So keep cash on hand. That's very important. And make sure you got your medicines up to date and have a few weeks' supply of medicine on hand.
Hello.
Right. And plenty of water. Plenty of water.
Yeah, they say.
Hello.
Plenty of water.
Article 3 day supply, but guess what? You need to have a week supply of water.
How much supply you got? You got all this water in the house.
Everybody's got a bathtub. Everybody has a bathtub in their house. Fill your bathtubs up full of water.
Hello?
Exactly.
Hello?
Gary, Chris.
Yes. I'm back. This is funny. I've been saying hello, trying to get in, and y'all just go. He's just moving from one to the next, and y'all got good conversation going on. I'm loving this. But we do got some callers on the phone line.
Don't we have to go to break? And then
we got to go to break.
So, yes, and then our guest caller's on.
So it's time for us to take our break. So
Chris, we'll tell everybody that they'll have to wait till after our guest caller.
Okay, so listen, everybody, I need you to wait till after our guest caller. We'll be right back with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show right here.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A Simple Fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitsykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond
Very
Radio
nice.
Show.
Very nice.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And you are listening. That's right. You're listening to the studios of Spectrum. Spectrum, which powers our radio station. That's it. Lynn.
Michael.
You are up.
Okay. Well, this gentleman has been patiently waiting in the Zoom room, and we appreciate that. He's up there in New York City. We'd like to welcome back our friend Malachi Fallon, who is the executive director at the Xavier Society for the Blind in NYC.
Welcome, Malcolm.
Welcome back, Malachi.
Malachi.
Well, thank you, Michael and Lynn. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
So, Malachi, would you please tell us, the audience, about Xavier? Because a lot of people are not familiar with Xavier, and I would like you to tell them why should they call in to Xavier.
Sure. Thanks, Michael. So, you know, we've been around for 120 years. We provide books in Braille and audio, and we provide books, you know, contemporary titles. Much of what we provide is related to the Catholic faith, but not exclusively. We provide a lot of books and materials related to the spirituality, faith, inspiration, and everything that we do. And can I say a four-letter word on the radio?
No, it's not a curse word.
Okay. Everything we provide is free. That's my four-letter
word. Oh, that's a nice four-letter word.
Yeah, I really like that. It's free of charge. So people, what we want to do is we want to make more people aware of what we do. Currently, we serve on a regular basis about 2,500 patrons each year. And to be honest with you, Michael and Lynn, I'd like to double that. I'd like to triple that number of people that we serve. So that's what I'd like to accomplish by being on this show, is to let people know that we provide our materials free of charge. We've got a catalog of about 800, over 800 titles in Braille, and about 800 titles or so in audiobook as well.
Malachi, do they have to live in New York?
Nope. We provide our titles to people throughout the United States, and then we also serve people in countries outside the United States.
So how many languages do you cover?
I'm sorry, was that Gary?
Yes,
it is. I was wondering how many different languages.
So everything we provide is in English, and we have a few titles at this point in Spanish, but we're trying to provide more in Spanish.
Malachi, it's Michael. Here's my question of the moment. Anybody listening to the radio show, they can call you, and it's no charge to any of the books, anything, or the Braille, anything which you do is no charge. Is that what you're saying again?
That's free. Correct. Everything we provide is free of charge. You can call in. We have an 800 number. It's 800-637-9193. That's 800-637-9193. And, you know, a great example, Michael, of a book that we just produced recently, and we have it in both Braille and audio. It's a book. It's called Do You See What I See? Discovering the Obvious, Finding a Better, More Meaningful Life by Robert Hanley. Now, Robert Hanley is a gentleman. He's had an acting career of probably over 50 years. And he's done interviews and he's done auditions with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino. He gave the eulogy at Dean Martin's memorial. And he's written this lovely, lovely book called Do You See What I See? And he was good enough to provide us with the audio file so we can produce that book in audio. and we were also able to produce that book in Braille. So that's just an example of the type of books that we provide, again, free of charge.
So, Malik, again, really so the audience has to call in, and it would be nice if they said they heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. So if you're going to call in, don't forget, everything is free. So if there's something you want in Braille, you have to say it, or you want an audio, just say it. So if you're looking for a certain book, or if you're looking for the Bible or anything else,
that's right. You know, and the other thing that we do in this time of year, it's appropriate because kids are going back to school. So we provide a lot of books for young children who are learning their religious faith. So we provide many, many books in Braille for our younger patrons. And we've done things for children in kindergarten, children that are receiving their first communion. So all types of books in Braille for our young patrons who are going back to school now and are enrolled in religious education classes. So
let me throw this out to the audience. If you would like to ask Malachi any questions, now's the time to call in, 407-894-1680. You can call and ask Malachi if there's any question we'd like to know about Xavier. Now's the time. Call in right now and speak to Malachi if reference to Xavier. Phone number is 407-894-1680. And don't forget, if there's anything you would like to know and you didn't get the phone number from Xavier, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Everything's there about Xavier. You can go from there and ask the phone number. It's right on our website in case you missed it from Malachi. Malachi, can you say the phone number again?
Sure. It's 800-637-9193.
I imagine they could Google it, too, if they forgot it or they don't go on the website or whatever. They
yeah, and you
Google
can go
it on their phone.
Right to our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org.
Right, and that's on our website.
Don't forget, audience, everything is free at Xavier. So this way, if you need something, you want something, call up. You got nothing to lose.
How can we go wrong, Michael? It's free. It's free. Right. How can you go wrong? You can't even lose.
That's true.
You can't even lose.
That book by Robert Hanley sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it's a great book. And we've done a couple of other things. And another wonderful book that we did in Braille recently by Jeannie Gaffigan. And her husband is Jim Gaffigan, a comedian and actor. And it's called When Life Gives You Pears. And it talks about how she overcame a really serious medical issue. She overcame that through her faith and her family. Just a wonderful, wonderful, inspirational read.
So When Life Gives You Pears, and Jeannie McGaffigan, you said?
Jeannie Gaffigan, yep.
Oh, Gaffigan.
And that's a New York Times bestseller book, and we've
done
it in Braille.
If the people, you have to call up. This is incredible, and it's free. Gary, I expect you to call up and listen on your machine.
Yeah, exactly.
You love to listen to stories and things.
I'm always reading. Yeah, I love to read.
Listeners, don't forget the name Xavier. Xavier. Remember the name Xavier. Society for the Blind. Remember the name Xavier. Remember the name.
Spell
Xavier.
It. Spell Xavier.
X-A-V-I-E-R. X marks the spot.
That's right.
Xavier.
That's why I had to spell it so they know it was X.
Well, in the commercial, it spells it out also if they're listening.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So what else can you tell us about? What other types of materials can they access for
so
free?
Another book that we did recently in Braille, a great author is Alice McDermott, and she's a native of New York City of Brooklyn. And she's written a number of terrific novels. And one of her recent novels is called The Ninth Hour. And it's about a congregation of nuns at the turn of the last century ministering to the sick and aged in New York City in Brooklyn, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful novel, and it was chosen as one of the New York Times best books, best reads for the year that it was published. So we do a lot of things related to the Catholic faith, but we're also doing more contemporary titles and novels. As I mentioned, we do books for children who are in religious education class, and we do a lot of titles for people who are just interested in religion and spirituality generally. So there's really a great selection, and as I mentioned, we've got over 800 titles in Braille and over 800 titles in audio. And our audio books are compatible with the players that are provided by the National Library Service for the blind and print disabled. So we're trying to make our offerings as accessible as possible.
If you'd like to talk to Malachy, now's the time to call in, 407-894-1680, if you'd like to talk to Malachy.
Malachy, here again. How young is the youngest for the readers?
So we've got books for children in kindergarten.
Wow, okay. That's great. That's starting. That's the starting time.
It is. It is. And you know, again, children in kindergarten, and we covered the sacraments. Again, we're considered a Catholic apostolate, so we cover books for children
this
who are receiving
is being
their
recorded.
First communion, their confirmation. So really helping young children with the sacraments and learning their faith. But again, not exclusively Catholic, because we have a lot of other titles that are related to faith and inspiration, the spirituality generally.
Very good.
If people call in and ask Xavier, then they can find what kind of books you have.
That's right. And our client, if you call that number, you'll probably talk to our client services coordinator, Saul. And he's a terrific guy, and he'll help you manage through our catalog and help you find the titles that you're interested in.
Don't forget, everything's free. And don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind Beyond radio show.
Well, thank you, Malachy. We really appreciate you calling in tonight on Labor Day weekend.
Nice talking to you, Malachy.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Remember the name Xavier, folks. Remember
Xavier
the name
Society
Xavier.
Society for the Blind.
Xavier Society for the Blind. Remember that name.
Xavier, what an X.
It's free. Don't forget to call. It's free. Any of the books.
Well, Xavier, what an X.
We'll be talking
thank
you,
to you
soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Great.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. I'm going to cut you off.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. SpokenRx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about SpokenRx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Mention promo code BEYOND10 to receive $10 off a purchase of $30 or more.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Yes, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can always tune us in after the show is over to listen to any of the shows, today's show or any of the shows the last 5 years. They're all there. Hey, folks, I want to see who's going to call in as far as the trivia. You have to name two songs with the word love in the title. And if you guess two songs, well, then it's a special prize because we put two songs away with the name love in the title. Phone number is call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Hey, what about you
Mike,
folks that never called in before? Like to hear from you.
Chris is talking.
Chris, you're there.
So you want them to name just the title of the song. Do they need to name the artist as well?
Yeah, they have to name a title of a song that has the word love in the title. But it has the word love has to be in the title.
That's not what he asked you. He asked you if you have, they have to name the artist also.
No, they don't have to name the artist.
That's too hard. Yeah.
Okay, so
they don't have to name the artist. All they have to do is name the song.
So I could just name the first.
The word love has got to be in the title.
The name of the song is Love. That's the name of the song. Hey, I got a song. It's called Love.
No, that don't work.
It's got to be in the title. The word
that is the title. That's the title. But that's the title of the song. It's called Love.
All right, who did it?
Chris, I understand you before. You had a couple of callers.
Right, and I see. Yeah, they did. I see some calling back right now.
All righty.
The phone number calling is 407-894-1680. Let's see if we can get some new callers to this trivia. Anybody can win. Name two songs. The word love's got to be in the title of the song. Any songs
That's a big over the
all right
music industry.
So let's take
like
a
100 years the music industry's been around. What?
Let's take a journey over to Martin County, better known as Stuart, Florida, and talk with our good friend, the one, the only, Jim. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic.
Hey, Jim. How are you doing, Jim?
Hey, I love your show. I listen to it every week.
Well, thank
Very
you.
Very good.
Are you a first-time caller?
I am a first-time caller.
There you go. Yay. Thank you so much for calling in. And thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
You're
and thank you for calling in.
So, Jim, are you excited? I'm excited. I work out here on overnight weekends out on the highway, and I listen to your show, and I just think it's really fabulous for all of you, what you do.
You say you can see?
Nice.
You can see, Jim?
Yes, he's excited, Gary.
Yes, I can see.
Okay, good. Very good. So tell me something. Are you calling the trivia as far as any two songs, but the title, the word love's got to be in the title?
Electric eyes that
All right, so we ran into a spotty situation here on the Blind and Beyond radio show, but we're back and we're in full effect. Thank you for being patient with us. We got our good friend Jim back on the phone line, the first-time caller with us, but let me make sure I got the rest of the crew back. Mike, Lynn, Gary, are you there?
We're all here.
We are here. We are here. Raise your hand. We're here.
Raise your hand.
Yeah. Okay, let's take Jim before we get zapped again.
Yeah, because it got real serious over here on my end. So, Jim, are you there?
So, Jim.
Yes.
Hey, Jim.
Welcome back.
How are we doing? So, Jim, are you calling up into the trivia?
Sure. I love love songs.
Name two songs with the song, the word love in the song title.
Well, I love the song "Good Night, My Love."
Oh, that's right. Good night, my
hey,
love.
Good one. Good one, Jim.
Good one. Very good. Got to name another one. You got two.
Another one of my favorite artists would be Elvis Presley. Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Oh, forgot about that.
I knew it.
You just won yourself $10 gift card from Subway. Subway. You got a $10 gift
card
from Subway.
Wow, that's really, there you really go. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, see, pays to listen to the Blind Beyond.
Pays to listen, buddy.
Thank you, Jim, for calling in. Give your name and address off the air to Chris Shaw so we can send you the gift card.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
That's exciting, Jim. And we really appreciate you listening every week.
Yep.
Pass the word out there, Jim. Pass the word. It's very enjoyable. Yes, I have, and I really enjoy what you all do, and I will continue to pass the word.
If you ever feel like writing to us, Jim, just write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, okay? We'd like to connect.
Oh, okay. Great.
All right. If you ever want to tell us about somebody else that's interested.
Anybody else want to call in as far as any song that has the word love in the title?
Well, thank you, Jim. You stay on.
Thank you.
Hey, Jim, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right, Jim?
You got it. I'll hang on.
All right. Listen, we're going to go over to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's right.
Here you go. Philadelphia's on. Okay,
Philly.
Philadelphia.
Her name is Karen. Karen.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I don't know if anybody said it, but I
can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
That's right. Who is it?
Karen from Philadelphia.
Karen from Philadelphia. Karen from Philadelphia.
Yes, yes.
All right.
I don't know if anybody said it, but... Hi. I don't know if anybody said it, but Love Me Tender and Baby Love.
Oh, good.
You got it. Yeah, and what else? What was the other song?
Baby Love.
Baby Love. That's right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card, Karen, from Subway.
Oh,
it's be coming out to you. Give your name and address. We'll send it to you off the air. Give your name and address to Chris. So Karen just won from Philadelphia.
Thank you.
She said, Love Me Tender by Elvis Presley and Baby Love by the Supremes.
Do you follow the show regularly?
Do I do what?
Do you follow the show regularly? You can tell the
truth. Yes, I do. I listen every Sunday. Yes, I do.
Well, thank you for listening. Another first-time caller. Thank you for calling.
Very good. Keep on listening.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen.
That's Karen from Philadelphia.
Okay.
Anybody else out there that want to call in?
All right. So you say we have Karen from Philadelphia. Karen?
Yes, I'm here.
Hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
All righty, and our next caller. Oh my God, this is our this is our guest caller, but he's calling in for the trivia as well. He's calling all the way from over the river and beyond some woods. As a matter of fact, he's calling from the other side of the body of the ocean. Our good friend Ken from Melbourne, Australia, is calling in with trivia. Ken, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, Ken is on the other side of the ocean.
That's so funny. He couldn't wait. You're excited, huh, Ken?
Well,
he's calling for the trivia too. Okay, so Ken, name two songs. Got to name two songs with the word love in the title. You got to name two songs.
"She Loves You" by the Beatles. "She Loves You," yeah.
You got it.
And
what's the name of the song? Oh, "She Loves You."
She loves you.
She loves you. Okay, that's one. What's the other one?
And "I Love Rock and Roll" by Joni Jett.
Wow. I can't hear you. What was the song?
"I Love Rock and Roll."
Speaker rock close and roll. To the Michael so he can hear.
Who was it? Who was the second
song? "I Love Rock and Roll" by Joni Jett.
"I Love Rock and Roll."
I love rock and roll. Yeah. There you go. So you just want to say, I hope that they have Subway out in Australia.
They do, but I'm happy to donate it to any cause you want that's right there.
Oh, no, you're more than welcome. Let them call in. They'll get their song, too.
Maybe you have a relative here, because I know that you're originally from the state, so maybe you have a relative you can...
You're entitled to $10 gift card from Subway.
Give Chris the address, and we'll mail it
Thank
to
you.
Your relative.
Mail it to you. Anybody else want to call in, they can get it, too. And don't forget, there's two songs out there that hasn't gotten yet.
Oh, and they haven't?
They haven't gotten those two songs.
Well, what time is it out? What time is it in Australia right now?
It's almost 10 a.m. Monday.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Ken, so you give Chris your information, and then we'll see you in the Zoom room in about 20 minutes, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Hey,
okay, see you in the Zoom room.
Ken,
okay.
Hold on one moment,
Anybody
all right?
Anybody else out there want to call in?
Yes.
Anybody else out there? Hey, Midwest, don't hear from you. Texas, you're not calling in.
You're sleeping.
It's an easy one. Name two songs with the word love in the title of the song. It's got to be in the title.
Hey, Michael?
Yeah.
I think we just did a record tonight. I think that's the first time we've ever had a caller call in with a trivia question from another country.
All right, so we're going to go up to North Carolina, and talk with our good friend, the one and only, well... I'm going to let him introduce himself because we are. I'm going to let him say his voice because it's been a while. Go ahead, Carly, you on.
Yeah, I've been a
while. Hey, Lynn, Michael, Gary. It's been a few weeks. It's Kevin.
Who is it?
You already know it.
Kevin.
You already know.
You wonder what happened to you, Kevin.
Well, I figured I'd give other people a chance to call in. But
that's all sweet, but we missed you. You still could call in, not just for trivia. You can call it any other time. We missed hear from you, Kevin.
I know.
This is Kevin from North Carolina. So you have the trivia name, two songs with the word love in the title?
Okay, yep. How about Burning Love, Elvis Presley?
Yep.
Burning Love, okay.
By the Beatles.
What was that?
Love Me Do by the Beatles.
Love Me Too. Love Me Too. That's the one I heard. Picked up. Love Me Too.
Okay, so Kevin, you just won a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway.
Very good, Kevin.
Wow.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin, you're on the same wavelength as I am, because I've been sitting here thinking that when this contest ends, I want to say Love Me Too by the Beatles.
You and Kevin sing, Gary. Come on.
Love Me Too. You know I love you.
Hi, Gary.
Keep your day job. Although I have a few more.
How are you doing, Kevin?
From my era, you guys wouldn't know them.
From your era. Your era is probably Gary and mine era, our era.
Nobody got the two songs yet.
The 80s.
On the 80s,
oh,
okay.
The 80s. Oh, he's younger.
Okay. Well, the two songs I'm thinking about were big songs with the word love in the title. If you get it, you get a special prize.
Were they after the Civil War?
They were after the Civil War, absolutely.
Were they before or after the Spanish-American War?
Yes, after the American War, yeah. American War. What war was the American War?
Going to be a rebellion.
Well, I'll let someone else go give a shot at him. So,
all right, I missed it. Kevin, did Kevin win?
Yeah, Kevin won.
Of course,
Kevin won a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right, just checking. All right, good job, Kevin.
Thanks for calling, Kevin. That's Kevin from North Carolina.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Take care, Kevin.
Bye, Kevin.
Nice to hear Kevin's voice.
All righty, let's take a trip over to Delray Beach, Florida. And talk with the one and only Bill from Delray Beach. Bill, how you doing?
Bill from Delray Beach.
I'm doing well.
Hey,
how you doing, guys?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. I got a couple of songs with love in the title.
Okay.
Love Shack by the B-52s.
Love Shack.
Okay.
And Love the One You're With by Stephen Stills.
Love the one. Right. Okay, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. I thought you were going to come up with the two songs, but you didn't come up with the two songs that I put aside. But you just won a $10 gift card. Congratulations, Bill.
Thank you very
That's
much.
That's Bill from Delray Beach, Florida. Thank you.
Is it quiet down there, Bill, in Delray?
Is what?
Is it quiet?
Is it quiet down there Labor Day weekend?
Crowded?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's been nice. It's been okay. You know, not too much, too many problems.
Yeah.
Take care.
It's a nice area.
Okay.
Okay, off the air, give you a name and address. Then we can send it to a gift card.
Okay.
All right, Bill. Hold on one moment. All right, Bill?
Sure.
All right, let's try to take this last caller right here before we get to the top of the hour. Let's go all the way over to Boca Raton. That's right. And
Good
talk with the
Boca
one and
Raton,
only.
Florida.
Nigel.
Good evening. Good evening, y'all. It's been a while since we...
Hey, Nigel. It's Nigel.
Good evening, Lynn. And good evening, Gary. And to one
Come
of
on, you. Nigel.
Good evening.
Nice
Hi,
to
Nigel.
Your voice, Nigel.
It's truly been a while since we've communicated, and I'm
it
back.
Sure
and
has been. How are you?
Just great. How y'all doing?
So I don't care.
Hey,
you didn't say hello, Michael.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I did.
And I heard him take the diary.
I did say hello, Michael. You know, the inherent whatever it is, propagation delay, whatever.
Right, you'll have to speak a little louder,
okay.
Nigel.
Speak up a little bit.
Especially if you're going to tell
Nigel.
Us your songs.
Okay, name two songs. Here we go.
Sorry
we'll
about
have to
that.
Have the Lord's
yes.
love in the
okay,
title.
Okay, y'all are being very generous tonight, but the first song that I have for you guys this evening is one that is somewhat obscure. It's called I Love You by a group called People, 1968.
Now, I Love You?
By People,
by
1968.
People?
Yes, it came out in 1968,
okay.
The summer of that year. Yes.
I mean, that's one song. What's the other song?
P.S. I Love You by the Beatles. Much more popular and much
P.S.
better.
I Love You?
Yeah, P.S. I Love You, yeah.
Yep. Yes, I love you. Oh, okay. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from the Subway.
Hey, you know what? Those Beatles were sure full of love.
Sorry?
They were sure full of love. They had a lot of love songs.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, they did.
Thanks for calling in, Nigel.
We're going to the top of the hour momentarily. So, but thank you,
guys.
Nigel,
yeah.
For calling
Thanks for
in.
Calling in, Nigel. That's Nigel from Boca Raton, Florida.
Yep.
Thank you.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right,
give
guys.
Your name and address off the air.
I shall.
Chris.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
bye.
Take care, Nigel.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Hey, Midwest. Matter. You can call in, too, you know. I didn't
well,
have any from Midwest. I never had any from
end
Texas.
Of it, Michael, because we're going to the top of
yeah.
the hour.
We come back.
And we're going to do Gary's trivia
yes.
later.
Yes, he'll be back later.
Well, yeah, right.
I want to see if anybody called the two songs I put aside. It's amazing.
Yeah. Chris, top of the hour?
We going to top of the hour?
Yeah.
Chris.
He's busy.
Yeah.
WFTL has already cut out my...
Well, you see he's writing down all those addresses.
So we got him busy tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wonder how those people out there, they didn't know, but we sure did a lot of talking to you people if you didn't hear us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Go on top of the hour. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming.